find your way, you better do it soon. It's like the middle of May and you've only got till June. And if I'm forced to watch you touch the torch to that spoon even one more time, I swear to God I'm gonna implode. The sky's too high to hold, too thick to bet. So fold up the 2 bits and hide them in your wallet, in your pocket full of trauma. In love notes you wrote to the angels gathered around the pole, crooning a star strangled the band. Laid in a bed made from propaganda and roamed the avenues of humility. And I kept the toothbrush in the glove compartment next to the napkins. When I'm finally privileged and touched with a permanent address, and I'll be relaxed after this gin and tonic. And I'll bless your track after the impact of a comet. And I'll pay the mortgage after I finish paying homage. I promise, consider it accomplished. For every cigarette butt that's trying to climb out of my ashtray signifies another phase in this cascade. The great migrate, migraine. We think it's difficult enough to just live, much less gain. Well, I put my $2 on the table just like the sign said. Proceeded to ask God to give me one good reason why we shouldn't perish. She says, as careless as we are, unstable as we seem, selected few of y'all have found something to cherish. I counted that, maybe just to be argumentative, I don't know. But I was like, yo, can't we spare the ones that are worth it? She's like, no, I need the comparisons. I think she can tell by the way I'm responding that I'm getting a little nervous. So I went far left and just said, thank you. Thank you for the time, for the mind, for the breath, for the flesh. Thank you for the quest. Thank you for the vision. The vision that spawns anxiety, trying to see and feel why I'm living. Time is money, every moment is costly. So I ration emotion, cause existence exhausts me. Oddly enough, I'm happy I ain't famous. Imagine waking up to the fact that you're simply entertainment. I bet God thinks you're amusing.
Yes, yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, back here at top of the hour. Yes, oh man, you know, another reason why these feds targeted me, and another reason why they wanted to recruit me so much is they were like, you know, you're an elitist too, you know. How so? It's like, you've always wished that there'd be less people on the planet, less people in your world. I thought about that for a while. Yeah, but at the expense of what? The cost of what? So here I am, on the radio, trying to save lives. Trying to save people. Trying to get people to wake the hell up. Yeah, I need the comparisons. I don't want to be stuck here with a bunch of clones. I don't know. The song has special meaning to me because of, partially because of my targeting and just the way things are going down. So, anyhow, I want to make sure people can call into the show. Will, if you could help me out getting that information out, I would love it. Oh, caught you off guard. I knew I'd catch you eventually.
I'll do it. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if you don't have free long distance or extra minutes, then 800-313-9443.
Oh, sorry, guys. I was actually saying it the whole time, and I was on mute. Sorry. Honestly, you did catch me off guard. I was looking it up, but I actually have it committed to memory now. So, yeah. And if you don't have free calls, I mean, who are you? Are you still, like, is it free after 7 p.m. nights and weekends? I mean, if you actually don't have free calling, please call the show, and I want to hear that story. Anyways.
Well, actually, you have heard that show. Well, you have heard that. You've heard some of my callers call in and say they don't even have a computer. You've heard some of our listeners. Some of them have just regular landlines. Dr. Kelly, Andy, several people have called and say they don't have an idiot box.
I know. Well, it's funny, though, because
I'm glad that radio has its own place still in the hearts of the people and the lives of the people. Radio still has a place.
It's true, absolutely. The radio now is actually it's in rebirth, in my opinion, now, because people are looking for this, and we have it up, and people like, oh, that's like a podcast. People love the long format again. People love the podcast. I tell people to check out the past cast all the time, and you sit there, you're listening to a damn podcast. People love that stuff nowadays. Like, normies love podcasts too. So, you know, it's even if you're one of the truthers out there and you don't feel like getting behind the mic, then send some people a couple mainstream podcasts that are pretty cool. Like, the one of them is really good. It's The Clown and the Candyman. I'd love to talk about that if we get some time, but I know we got some calls and stuff too. But good, do some good mainstream ones, and then slip this one in there a little bit too. You know what I'm saying? Hit them with like 5 mainstream things that are pretty cool, and then slick this one in there. Be like, oh, what'd you think about this one? I just found these guys. Well, these guys are pretty cool. Or not even just us, you know, slip one of these documentaries in there. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of stuff that people can do just sitting on their own couch. So, and also, callers, call in 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, and I want to know about your FOIAs. Call in about your FOIAs. Let's hear. I want to hear what happened with the FOIAs.
Yes, yes, we were very serious about those FOIAs. So if you have filled one out, I hope you filled out more than one. Fill out multiple FOIAs, please. And tell us how that went, for sure. That's definitely a campaign we need to continue. So we definitely need to have your main man there come back on the show to, once again, I think it's a bit intimidating. I think if he can sit down and just sort of walk us through it, you know, it doesn't literally have to walk us through each line, but, you know, just the process of it. I mean,
I want to tell people too, chill. In the meantime, yeah, we'll have audit them back on. But what I would suggest people do is go to my YouTube channel, and it's my YouTube channel is called Fake Mike, and that's a MIC for the mic. Fake Mike Real News, even if you put MIKE, it'll come up. Or if you just Google Fake Mike MIC Real News, it'll come up. You'll see my uploads. And the fourth most recent upload, I have 2 audits that I uploaded. Then I have the CIA whistleblower, John Kiriakou. And then the one right before that, Audit Them, shout out to Audit Them, go like, share, subscribe over there, invades Fake Mike Real News. And on that video right there, I go to multiple states, and I pull it all up on screen. I'm using StreamYard, so it's all up on screen there. We go over FOIAs. We talk about things that you could FOIA. We go super, super in-depth there, too. This was actually, we did another 2 hours after our show that night. He was like, I still want to talk about FOIAs. So we did another 2 hours on YouTube, and we show you on screen how to file a FOIA. I filed like 3 on screen, one for Jeffrey Information in the Department of Corrections, for Jeffrey Epstein, another one about all documents related to David Berkowitz, Son of Sam, and I did one other one too, and I showed everybody how to do it. So go to youtube.com/fakemikerealnews, MIC Real News, the fourth video. It's called Audit Them Invades FMRN, and it shows you right there on screen. And if you're having trouble, I do it 3 times, and you can even pause it. So Fake Mike Real News, Audit Them Invades Fake Mike Real News. And it's all right there in color, not even in black and white. It's in beautiful Technicolor 1080p, easy as pie. And the thing is, like you were talking about the intimidation, well, you can create a fake email or a fake Proton mail that says FOIA email at protonmail.com, and no one's going to be none the wiser. And you don't have to provide your name and last name. They ask for it maybe, but you don't have to. You can just put John Doe. You know what I'm saying? So anybody go out there, super easy.
Okay, yeah. And speaking of that sweet angel, we have Dr. Kelly on line one. How are you doing, Dr. Kelly?
Oh, right on. Thank you so much for taking the call. I just wanted to give a quick comment and a really neat tip. As a member of the grand jury in the state of California for the civil division, that's the government investigatory watchdog, woof woof, the law states this, that when we request records, that the peace officers' names and their statements cannot be redacted from the report. In the federal grand jury in the state of Texas, I think it's case number 4:18, CR as in criminal, 87, a lot of the investigation, none of it was redacted in this particular 7-count indictment, and I was also able to get the affidavit for the arrest warrant for Scott with one T, Ralph Peterson. Now, certain things were redacted in
that. Wow, talk about synchronicity. I just finally got around to looking into that case like 2 hours ago. That's so crazy, but please continue. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, dude. And so with the Scott Ralph Peterson, and what everyone out there needs to know is that you do not ever put the name of the posterity. You use initials only when it's a minor child. A lot of people are really stupid, and they're putting the name of their posterity and their age. And they're doing this in their BS court filings, and it really ticks me off. So to preserve the privacy in the Scott Ralph Peterson affidavit for the arrest warrant, where they goofed up and didn't redact the name, I just simply referred to them as Ms. Student or Mr. Student or things like that. And then I also got a copy. I got cussed at and all kind of crap to get these, but it was so worth it. I got the affidavit for the arrest warrant for Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman. That was the illegal alien murderer driving mommy's BMW next door in Nevada State. Nothing was redacted in that because it's the affidavit written by the detective. See, you and I do not ever use affidavits when we are firsthand eyewitnesses. And so, you know, thank God for Texas setting the example with that 7-count federal indictment. And the reason it was a federal grand jury is because those crimes crossed state lines. And they were, like, in Georgia spending money. And it documented the days and the times that they were transferring cash at the ATM in the Richardson, Texas case, and the home remodeling. And that was the Agenda 21 model indictment. It was for the, you know, the stack and pack housing. And these people were so crooked and disgusting. That man, Lark, in Texas, is a great researcher, and I think he might have come on this show, and he was like, oh, yeah, they went to the trial by jury in 2019. That case was from, like, May of 2018. I don't have it in front of me, but I'm totally proud of you for doing your work. And this one time at, I guess it was, like, summer camp, I did a records request for somebody, just helped them do it, like, you know, we're like John Q. Public, and I was able to get the crime bond. I think it was for either the chief of police or the sheriff's, and it was a $10 or $15 million crime bond for the top official in that particular department. And it was so funny because I just faxed the record request, and the county council sent it on this beautiful full-color letterhead and did the copies of the crime bond and everything. And can you imagine the phones that were ringing and the, what is, how does John Stadtmiller say that? Oh, yeah. They were, the vinyl was sucking up in the seats as the butt cheeks squeezed together. So keep up the good work.
Oh, wow.
And anybody got a...
Wait, so what did you find out? Anything interesting about the FOIA from the Peterson case? Anything you find out cool, interesting?
Oh, yeah. It was so detailed, and everybody's report is on this thing. I think it's like 30 pages, and I read the whole thing over the series of probably like 7 or 8 shows on the Grand Jury Reawakening, but I can't find somebody bondable and trustworthy to title my shows. And if you have a fax or an e-fax or something or a mailing address, I'd be happy to get a copy of it to you because I think it would help with your work and kind of be inspiring.
Yeah, I'd love that. My email is fakemikerealnews@gmail.com if you want to send it.
Oh, except that I don't do that. It would have
That's
to be
right.
like a mailing address or
okay.
A facsimile. But we'll get in touch on that. And so make
yeah,
sure you call
good.
My voicemail box and leave some contact info, or you know, get it through the real mic at the RBN, and
okay.
and we'll be in touch on that.
Yes, all right. Well, see? That's excellent. oh, people, we all have the ability to stand up. You know, if it were our right to party, I don't want to be cheesy here, but I think a lot more people would be standing up.
For real? It's true. It's true. I mean, that's one of the things. It's interesting, right? Because everybody has the different buttons. And that's why when I talk about waking people up, you got to listen first. You got to listen. I know it's tough because I went the wrong way. I was like, did you guys know that this? Take a look at this. This is crazy. Yo, peep this. But you got to listen. And when a person talks, they're gonna tell you what they care about. They're gonna eventually, that person's going to tell you what they're interested in. And from that, you can slide your way in and go through that angle. Oh, well, you care about health, or you care about abortion, you care about gay rights, you care about this, you care about that. Well, I care about that the same way, too. And let me look at this different solution, this different way of doing that. And so there is a number of ways to stand up and be active. And these FOIAs are a perfect example of just getting information that the general public doesn't know, doesn't go and check for. And if we start, pardon me, I mean, I've said this before too, people could start a YouTube channel and it would be fascinating. If I had the time, I'd do it. And just FOIAing body cams of police. It could be boring, regular interactions. It should be like a brand new episode of Cops. And you could monetize that channel and literally make money off of that. So there's ways to go about things. I mean, there's actually ways, instead of being working on a 9-to-5 or drug dealing, I can actually school some fools on how to make money off activism. So that can actually be lucrative. Imagine getting paid to fight the system. I'm working on that myself. I could do it, but I've already talked about pedos and vaccines too much, so it's a little more difficult.
Well, we got other projects to do anyhow, so we can definitely share the other stuff. Luke, are you still hanging here with us?
Absolutely.
I got a couple of communications technical points here for people.
Okay.
If people want to have something sent to Dr. Kelly, I can do that here, yes. So just send us an email or send us some information through the contact form at RBN. And you can send things to mike@republicbroadcasting.org. Please don't blow me up. I use that for all the technical stuff here, so prefer not to have that end up with just, I don't need updates of your day and stuff like that. But also...
Want to increase the size of your penis?
Yeah, exactly. Luckily, I don't get too much of that. But Another thing is, if people are listening overseas and they would like to call us, I can connect them through our Skype accounts. So if they would also just send me an email and let me know that you're wanting to come on a show, any show, and we'll give you a chance, because I know you more than likely can't call an 800 number from overseas. But that local line, if you're able to dial internationally, which I don't know why. Not a lot of people are going to do that. I know a lot of people do somehow call us, but I think they may have... I'm not sure how they do it. We do get the calls from overseas a lot, and I know they can't dial the 800 number, so I'm not really sure what kind of plan or cost that's incurring for them, or if they have something free. Like, I think there's some way through Skype that you can... Like, if you pay for the phone calls...
WhatsApp. There's a few different ways you can do it, yeah.
But anyway, just a couple of little housekeeping things there for people. And if Dr. Kelly, if you want to send me stuff to send to somebody, just, you know how to do it, send it over, and I will forward that as an email to whomever needs it. All right, there you go.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Mike, the engineer there, producer. Yeah, awesome. Hey, you guys, have a great night, and thank you again.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Kelly. All right. Yes, our very own Dr. Kelly here at RBN. Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Always love your calls. So we have I've been sort of dodging this, but I have a little clip here that I want to... I kind of feel the need to shock people and reshock them and reshock them. Each dosage is going to be a little smaller than the last time, and I hope I'm I hope I'm programming people. I hope I'm ingraining something into you. But let's go ahead and play this first clip, and Mike, I'll let you know when to end it. Oh, can you find it? It should be from today. First clip. Okay, no problem.
Multitask.
Welcome back to CBS This Morning Saturday. We begin this half hour with another incident of a minority being targeted while performing everyday activities. A South Carolina woman is facing assault and battery charges after being accused of hitting a black teenager at a community pool.
How's that feel? Get out now.
A camera caught Stephanie Sebi Strimple last month as she appeared to verbally and physically assault 15-year-old Darshan Rockamore Simmons, also known as DJ. We spoke exclusively with DJ and his parents, who believe he was targeted because of his skin color.
She called me the N-word and she called me a punk.
15-year-old DJ says he was invited to the pool by a friend when Stephanie Sebi Strimple approached him.
911, okay?
Yeah,
right. Get out.
He says she physically and verbally assaulted him and forced him to leave.
This lady walked up to us and was like, y'all have to leave.
And you said?
We said, yes, ma'am. When I started walking out, she just started hitting me.
What were you thinking when this woman is assaulting you?
It was shocking.
The next day, DJ showed the video to his parents, who believe the attack was racially motivated. As a mother, when you saw that, what was your reaction?
It hurts. You know, I could never imagine putting my hands on somebody else's child.
All of those adults there, there was nobody to step up and stop this lady. Say, hey, why are you hitting this young man?
Sebi Strimple was arrested and charged with third-degree assault and battery. She was also fired from her job. Who took the camera out and started recording this?
I did.
Why?
Because I knew it could end up in the other side, like flipped around.
You knew that she would possibly be believed over you?
Yes.
This incident is drawing comparison to other recent confrontations captured on video.
Illegally selling water without a permit,
including...
Yeah, yeah. We know these women. Yeah, the woman calling the police on a 8-year-old black child for selling water. And then you got the people that were having a barbecue in a public park. And the lady was so aggressive, but when the police showed up, she started crying, you know, doing that theater. I don't know. What there's a wave of at least this is what's making it to the media, a wave of like Caucasian women accosting minorities. I mean, typically it's just the males, but it's kind of weird to me. Is it like just racist Karens? Is this what we're looking at now?
Well, it is weird because before, like, racism, at least from my understanding, you know, was a little more subtle, right? And I you're seeing these people kind of emboldened, and then even that white dude who a couple months ago, there was like a young black teenager in his neighborhood who's like, oh, you don't belong here, and then everybody came out to his house after that to saying, well, this is our neighborhood, whatever. I'm honestly surprised. I'm not going to lie. I'm not surprised at the racism. That doesn't surprise me one bit. The thing that surprised me is how they're emboldened and to say this stuff in broad daylight when...
Broad daylight.
There's cameras everywhere, and realize that they're going to go viral off this and look bad. But I think it comes from trauma and people's never dealing with that trauma. They develop mental issues, and I'm not going to lie. You know, the mainstream media says, "Oh, in the age of Trump, people have become more emboldened." I think that was hyperinflated by the media more so than Trump. That they kind of made it more easy to be racist, and now people feel comfortable. And instead of being critical thinkers, they're hurt because they're a trauma, and they believe that black people and Spanish people are destroying this country, and Trump was going to save us. And hey, I'm just going to tell you off. You don't belong here. This is America first.
You had a good point. You had a good point there. You were going with the media. I would go a step further than that and remind everybody what Netanyahu said in the 1990s about taking America and ripping her apart piece by piece, slowly, because she can do it, she can handle it. And that's what we do to countries that we hate. You got people like George Soros, who's responsible for BLM. You get Antifa, you get all this nonsense about the Capitol insurrection. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with the rich people that are already taking a racist America, because that's how they taught us to be, okay. You know, and they're ripping us apart from the inside.
There we go.
You know,
that's what I'm leaning more towards. You say it, Luca. I'm thinking it's the privileged ones, and they're just feeling as though that they've lost control of their world, and everything politically is flooding around them, and I think they're just kind of like losing it. And they're going to flip on the first black person they see once they do break.
That's interesting.
They taught us how to be racist. They taught us how to be racist for the last 300 years. Abraham Lincoln was one of the worst racists I've ever even heard of in my entire life.
That's true.
That's how they taught us, you know?
You know, I really am curious. I'd like to ask this lady, hey, what set you off? And I think even if her answer was veiled, it would still be indicative of what her thoughts are. So hopefully we can find something on that.
All right, let's take a quick break and come back. Stay tuned, guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This seems like a really simple thing, but it's really a complex issue, which is why we're even talking during the break. And there's just so many aspects of this that you got to think about. And you know, something I was saying was that we have this dare I call it a pandemic of Karens out there. These over entitled middle-aged females out there who just, I don't know. I think for what it is, I think the world is getting to them. Like you watch these video clips, these Karens. Oh, ha ha ha! It's funny. You know, whatever. That person's ignorant. Whatever, and but you gotta watch the extended ones. You gotta watch some of these Karen clips go on for like 10, 20 minutes. You know, videos of these people, and it's like we have a real problem here. This isn't just quick, snappy interactions. A lot of these interactions go for long periods of time, and they often end off on something extremely hurtful, something racist. You know, something about, you know, get out of my country, or you don't belong in this neighborhood, or, you know, it often ends off on something like that. So I'm looking at this, and the majority of these Karens are, whether they're racist at heart or not, I can't say, but that's where the conversation ends off. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, yeah, okay, you got these women probably had their universe, you know, changed by something recently, and the world is closing in so fast in on them, they can't handle the change. Oh, they can't handle that a black kid could be in the same pool as they can be. Oh, they can't handle, you know, I can go on, you know, many different examples, but, you know, times have changed, and I'm thinking these people maybe are politically, maybe mentally stuck in the past, maybe, despite them appearing to be normal, everyday people. Maybe we got some of these people that are like chocolateites, and just stuck in the past, can't handle social change and what's now PC? I mean, what would you guys think about this?
Cognitive dissonance. It does it every time. It does it every time. There are certain people you can't talk to because they don't know what you know, and you get them really upset, and you get them really aggravated, and you make their stomach hurt, and they would rather not talk about what you talk about. End of story. And that's the way it is with a lot of people, most people that I talk about now, because you took the time, a good 15 to 20 years out of your life or more, to find out what the truth is so you can share it. And you're proud of what you did, and you're proud of your work. You go and share it, and people just turn off. You know, like, you know, come on, you know, Mr. Conspiracy Theorist, right? You know, like, especially like, you know, family or best friends or, you know, social circles. That's it. And government's really good at destroying us that way.
Okay. A fake Mike, real news.
Yeah. I think I will stand by my original statement, but then also your opinion there was pretty interesting, and I hadn't considered that. I mean, these people, you know, they're losing their grip, and that's I guess combined with kind of what I was saying too. You know, here come the immigrants, and you know, we need to build that wall because, you know, America's not what it used to be. And it's one thing if you think America's not what it used to be when it comes to the Constitution and Bill of Rights. But if you're thinking that, oh, there's too many others there, then that's where your thinking is wrong. And I really believe that these people have been hurt traumatically and brainwashed, and they don't know. Another aspect is I also kind of thought about this even before I was kind of into conspiracies and stuff like that, because I worked a great deal in retail, from like just a regular person in retail to management and everything. And you get these people, before they were called Karens, I mean, we didn't know them as Karens, but they were usually middle-aged white ladies that would be so upset. I need to return this, da, 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 because this and that, and da, 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 I don't care if it's against your policy. You know, just a crazy customer, you know what I'm saying? Usually would be a middle-aged white lady. That's before we knew them as Karens. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why is this person that upset about this or that, like really spazzing out about that? And I think it's a combination of the trauma that they have and that they haven't dealt with. And also, it, like, we think we live in the free society, but we have very little chance to exercise any power in our lives. And what I mean by that is almost everything in our life is out of our hands or beyond our control. The kids go to school, you get your medical information from the doctors, you find out what's the truth from the news and the government. And a lot of times people, especially when they even have some trauma that they haven't dealt with, aren't in the best relationships, and they probably don't have power in their relationships, or their kids are talking back to them because they weren't a good parent, and they didn't know how to be a good parent. So, and then people go to work where they're told what to do, you know what I'm saying? And they have absolutely no power. And so when they finally get a chance to have some power over a person, even if it's just the girl or a guy behind the register who's not really causing that problem, it's just maybe the company's policy, or if it is anybody, it should be somebody higher up the thing. These people are just, you know, they're just there to get a paycheck. They're not creating any marketing or policy or anything like that. And I think that once somebody finally finds somebody that they have some power or control over, or can even open up and unload on, that they take that opportunity and do so. But the racist side of things is kind of a new thing. I think there's always been the racism there for sure, but I think it's the media and the misconstrued version of Trump that has gotten people emboldened to take the racism on tape. Because like I said before, like, I think people would be racist before, but it's still like, you don't want to be caught. Like, even if you are racist, the average racist person doesn't want to be caught out on TikTok or YouTube or be on a viral video on the news where everybody hates them. You know what I'm saying? You would think that they would want to keep that on the low. So by the fact that people just don't care and they're just doing it out in the open like there, shows me that these people, they have some severe mental problems.
You can tell it's a lot deeper than that, because when something called, all of a sudden, something called critical race theory that never has been around before ever, all of a sudden shows up in the curriculum in high schools.
Now, what is this critical race?
That's George Soros all the way. That's Black Lives Matter. That's Antifa. That's just divide and conquer. That's all that is. You know, anybody with a little intelligence
and let's see real quick here just what critical race theory is. And we'll just give a little overview. I obviously know that Wikipedia is not real research, but it also is like what these people think. Now, Wikipedia is like the official story, and anybody that goes against the official story is quickly weeded out. And they do have hyperlinks at the bottom, guys. So it's a great place to go for an overview still to this day. Critical race theory is an academic movement of civil rights scholars and activists in the United States who seek to critically examine the law as it intersects with issues of race and to challenge mainstream liberal approach to racial justice. Critical race theory examines social, cultural, and legal issues as they relate to race and racism. Critical race theory originated in the mid-1970s with the writings of several American legal scholars, including Derek Bell, Alan Freeman, Kimberly Crenshaw, Richard Delgado, Cheryl Harris. Nobody I really know. It emerged in the movement of the 80s, focused on race, rooted in critical theory, which argues social problems are influenced and created by societal structures and cultural associations than by individual and psychological factors. I do agree that critical theory, I would probably take it further than the critical theory, that social problems are not just influenced and created, but completely created by not societal structures, I would actually say societal engineers. Critical race theory is loosely unified by two common themes. First, that white supremacy with its societal or structural racism exists and maintains power through the law. And second, that transforming the relationship between law and racial power and also achieving racial emancipation from anti-subordination more broadly is possible. Opponents of critical race theory argue that it relies on social constructionism, elevates storytelling over evidence and reason, rejects the concept of truth and merit, and opposes liberalism. So they basically say their views, common themes. I'll go over a couple of them because I was meaning to look over this.
Well, you know, I really wish you had read over that in a Ben Shapiro voice.
This here is talking about Jerry Berry.
Guys, it's really simple. It's really simple. There's no such thing as race. Race and racism is a social construct. It's invented to divide and conquer. That's all it is. The color of your skin only has to do with your geographical location of your birth. That's it.
Well, okay.
We're not going to be divided because the white race is better than the black race. The black race is better than the red race. This is all nonsense, and they want us to fight like this.
I before we lose time, I want to do an illustration of what you just said. Now, there's also a part of this clip. I'm just going to just speak on it. There's a woman out jogging about. She's got her joggers, runner's clothes on. There's this white guy screaming at her, "How dare you wear that shirt? How dare you wear that? This is America. This is America. This is America. You can't wear that here. This is America." Now, this is, I assume, a Hispanic lady who's jogging. Her shirt, do you know what her shirt is? It's a jersey of the Puerto Rican flag. Now, I know. But that's
a separate thing. You know,
hold on. Yep. Let me finish. And so this guy's accosting her verbally. And like less than 20 yards away is a police officer. She asked the police officer for help. "Can you get this guy off me? Hey, can you get this guy off me?" You know what the police officer does? He turns his head and walks away. So yeah. this police officer actually ends up quitting his job. We got some redneck exposed for being an idiot, and we have a woman accosted for doing average everyday thing, jogging. How much divided and conquered and destroyed do we have to be?
I found a quote. I found something really important. It's not a quote. The word racist, it was made up by Leon Trotsky in 1927. The word was used to browbeat all dissenters of the communist ideology. And it's still used to this day in the West to shut down all nonconformists. Ah! There you go. Can you imagine something invented like that? It's completely invented. It's just to make us fight. Color of your skin? No, not me. Think again.
And that's just goes to show, I mean, literally how ignorant these people are. And that's what they do. They keep us wound up in these one or two different ways of thinking that we never really overcome. And it's funny, too, because Auditing America, he's Puerto Rican, and he gets all these comments all the time on his channel. "Oh, go back to Mexico. Go back to Mexico." Da, da, da. Or some people say, go back to Puerto Rico. Well, first of all, Puerto Rico is part of America, and the people of Puerto Rico actually had the nuts enough to completely envelop their capital peacefully until their governor was completely kicked out. I didn't know anybody in the upper 50 doing any of that. So it's just their own ignorance, because even then, when you tell them that, they're mad, they're confused, they have the cognitive dissonance that they're still not going to figure that out. Even though you just hit them with facts that are irrefutable, they're still going to, that doesn't cure them of racism, unfortunately, or ignorance. I don't know what does. I know there was that one black dude who went and befriended like 43 or 44 KKK members. And because he befriended them, they stopped being racist, because they were just living in a world with a bunch of white people. And their parents had taught them that blacks and Jews are the devil and they're going to get you. And we have to save the planet because these black devils. And then they finally met a black dude and they were like, "Wow, this guy's pretty chill. I'm not racist anymore." So we need to get out there and start developing relationships with all people. One of the other things I took from this documentary, too, is, you know, just looking past homeless people on the street. A lot of homeless people, we're talking about this last night, too. A lot of homeless people are vets. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are not. Some people are there because they want to be there. And a lot of people are there. They don't want to be there. They've had hurt and trauma occur to them. And even if you don't have money, man, it's just not even just homeless people, regular people, man. Try to give people a smile. Try to talk to people, try to validate people. You know, people don't get that in their lives. And if we give more people smiles and love, that does get passed on. And then hopefully we pass enough of that on to counteract all, so we don't get to that level where someone has to spaz out and have a crazy breakdown and go viral. And that's just going to cause more negativity.
Absolutely. So I just, you know, I really, and the other point to that video is I really want people to continue with your surveillance and with your counter surveillance. The reason why I am able to use a computer today is because I started doing counter surveillance. Now, if you've got people who are willing to abuse you at ground level, trust me, you've got people who are willing to abuse you from very high places. If they can do it secretly, they're going to do it. So if it weren't for my ability to have counter surveillance on the cyber terrorism and censorship that was committed towards myself, I wouldn't be able to use my internet right now. The more and more I caught evidence, the more and more of these people have backed off of me. I hate calling people. More and more of these criminals have backed off of me. So, when somebody's doing you wrong, yeah, record them. This is the day and age of surveillance. This is the era in which we live. You got to get with the culture. If you want to be a part of the counterculture, great. Do the counter surveillance. Be like me. And once again, this is just something to prove that if it doesn't matter what is happening to you, you're able to surveillance it and get it out to the public, you are doing more of a fight for your freedom and everyone else's than you can possibly believe. So watch out for the cyber terrorism out there. Like I said, everybody's jumping ship from Facebook. So other platforms are coming up, and the NSA and the FBI say they're going to go into overdrive and hacking your computers, destroying what anybody can learn, blocking off your emails, throwing your emails in spam folders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Rerouting phone calls, having special calls, and this is something that the DHS does. When you are a person of interest and you try to call an institution, your phone calls are rerouted to the DHS, and someone will fake Bing who it is you're trying to call. Okay? You won't get any justice. You need to come out to independent media like us. And I'm not going to say mainstream media is not going to help you. Get it out to anybody who will listen, who will get your story out there. But my point is, nothing, no crime done to you should be private. Get it out there, people. Get it out there so that we can correct those who need to be corrected. No matter what position in life they are, whether they're Karens or they're covert, corrupt criminal agents of a shadow government system. Everyone can be corrected. And I want to give the floor to my co-hosts here and see if they want to advertise, plug anything. Now it's time. Yeah, Luca, you have your show.
I wasn't sure who you were talking about.
Whoever wants to go first, I don't care. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I just wanted to take the time that I have just to thank both of you for doing what you're doing. And just a little thing about V, because what V did is that he took the pain and suffering that government inflicted on him, turned it around and turned it into a learning experience, and then ended up dishing it right back to them. I think it's great. Now you're doing it probably better than they are. And you get them scratching their head. That's great. and also the fact that each of us are you know, what I always love saying is that we're a color. Like, I'm yellow, you know, V might be red, you know, somebody else might be purple, because we're really good at what we do, and it could be polar opposite from one another. You know, like, one person's really good with GMOs, another person's really good at cyber attacks, another person's really good at you know, how the politicians are doing. Everybody's really good at what they do. And it's getting everybody together, all the colors together, that are going to make the rainbow. And I really believe that. So there you go.
Well, guys, yeah, go to republicbroadcast.org. Give the folks there a donation that won't reach V or myself, but that's okay. We want to keep this radio station on and popular and growing as much as we can. Prime Republic Broadcasting on YouTube, on Facebook. Give us a like over there. Republic Broadcasting is on Facebook, republicbroadcasting.org. Give us a donation. Listen to our past casts there. Also on YouTube, find Truthtainment TV Network. Truthtainment, spelled exactly how you would expect it to be, Truthtainment TV Network. Pop that into your little search browser there on YouTube and go through. You can also see some of our past casts there. You got these documentaries. You even got a video with me there. I almost cried seeing how that was edited up. I was like, oh my gosh, this is great. This is really quick, but it's great. So go over there. There's a lot of interviews. It's got a full playlist on the documentaries, Truthtainment TV Network. And that way you can bone up on other things. And lastly, get involved. If you don't know how to FOIA, you can go to Fake Mike Real News. And I have a video there, Audit Them Invades Fake Mike Real News. And it shows you exactly how to file a FOIA. So for all the callers calling in tomorrow, I want to know what FOIA you filled out. And if you haven't, let me know behind the scenes and I will FOIA it with you.
All right. Yes. Thank you, guys. Thank you for those plugs. You do it like a real pro. Yes. And Luca, you do have the, Learn to Unlearn, correct?
Yes.
Still going?
I'm on BitChute, yes. Luca Majno, M-A-J-N-O, on BitChute, because YouTube is taking down one video after the other. You know, deleted, video deleted, video deleted, video deleted, one after the other. So I just moved over to BitChute, and I'm also on the Liberty Beacon project. It's the libertybeacon.com, one word. And just look under Luca Majno and you'll find my shows.
Okay. All right, guys. This has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show with me, your host, Bean. And guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the name of Third Eye is King. So please educate yourselves.
Tune in good night. Next time, Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the Red Pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.